The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments. Good works were quite the topic of debate during the 16th century Reformation. Ever since then, Protestants have been falling in pits, trying to prove that they don't work their way into heaven. In one pit, they try to confirm that they're the elect, saved by grace Christians, by how many works they do. In the other pit, they kick up their feet and praise the Lord for a free ride to paradise. What does the Lord of the church say? In Matthew 5, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And a little later, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." He's saying that no amount of good works can earn God's favor, and they're not meant to prove your election. But no doubt the Lord commands us to do good works. Paul echoes this in Ephesians 2, "By grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." Martin Luther, the theologian, coined an easy way to keep this straight, called two kinds of righteousness. One kind of righteousness, the one before God, is the perfect work of Jesus, of whom it says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." That righteousness is received passively through faith. It's total gift. The other kind of righteousness before others is active, keeping the commandments, loving our neighbor, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. It comes from love for God and the people he's given us to serve. It can't assure you of salvation, since it's imperfect and always incomplete. Yet we do his will because we've been justified by faith. Amen. This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more on Sunday at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Grant Street across from Booth Park. Find us online at blclebanon.org.